Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Jeffrey Baca, the CEO of Del Mar Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on the bulletin board, ticker symbol DMPI. Thanks for joining us again, Jeff.
Thanks for having us, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a history and overview of the company for some listeners that are new to your story.
Well, we founded the company in 2010 around a small molecule drug candidate that we had identified from some work that had been done at the National Cancer Institute several years ago. And what intrigued us was that there was clear activity in a number of different cancers with this compound, and the mechanism and the chemical structure were distinct from any other chemotherapies that had been approved by the FDA. So the old data, the mechanism, and the uniqueness of the compound got our attention, and our team has actually been involved in this type of work before. The group was at a company called ChemGenix, which was acquired in 2012. And when that happened, key members of the team spun out and started up around this next asset. So same business model as ChemGenix. That was a good success. This is a different compound. We think an even bigger opportunity. And we've taken the company public early 2013 in order to fund the development work. We currently have the drug candidate BL-083 in a phase 1-2 clinical trial for refractory glioblastoma. And as you mentioned, we just recently presented some clinical progress data at the Society for Neuro-Oncology annual meeting.
Yeah, well, can you talk about that compound, VAL-083, and some of the other applications there?
Well, what initially interested us was the clinical data in brain cancer from the NCI's work. Several years ago, the National Cancer Institute was funded to try to find a cure for cancer. And so they threw basically whatever they could get their hands on against the wall to try to cure cancer. And in that wall, there's a little keyhole called the blood-brain barrier. And most things didn't get through it. So your body is designed to keep drugs away from your central nervous system. And this drug happened to get through that little keyhole, gets across the blood-brain barrier. And so a fair bit of the National Cancer Institute's work was in brain cancer. So that intrigued us, the very strong data that was already there. And the other thing that was interesting was the mechanism and the fact that the drug appeared to be active after patients had failed other therapies. And so all of those things together led us to hypothesize that we could bring it forward in glioblastoma in patients that had failed primarily temozolomide, the lead drug in the treatment of glioblastoma, and also patients that have failed another drug called Avastin, which is currently second-line therapy. So based on the mechanism, we've shown that, in fact, the drug is active in tumors that are resistant to those other therapies, and we're advancing it in clinical trials in that arena. Another thing that's interesting about the compound, VAL-083, is that this molecule is actually approved in China for the treatment of lung cancer. We didn't start out looking for a Chinese drug. It's just pure serendipity that this happens to be the case. It's an older compound in China as well, and the sales are not particularly remarkable, but we've also been generating new data, preclinical data in lung cancer that can help to reposition the product, hopefully grow the sales in the market where it's already approved. And then eventually leverage that to bring the drug forward in new indications outside of brain cancer, such as lung cancer, which is, of course, a very large market opportunity that still has some tremendous unmet medical needs.
Certainly. And what were some of the drivers there behind your recently announced quarterly results?
Well, what we've been doing is progressing in the clinic. And so a fair bit of the news flow that comes out of our company is related to clinical progress. We're advancing VAL-083 toward a registration-directed trial. This would be the last clinical trial before we'd apply for approval. And we anticipate that the progress that we are making in our current clinical trial will position us to move into that registration-directed clinical trial in the first half of next year. So a lot of the news you'll hear from our company is related to that. During the past quarter, we also were able to present some new data in lung cancer. This is preclinical data, but it really demonstrates that the drug has utility in the treatment of lung cancer in the modern age. And we're pretty excited about expanding beyond brain cancer into additional clinical trials in lung cancer in the very near future. From a financial perspective, we were able to announce that we had some number of warrants that are held by the shareholders of our company that were exercised, which provided additional financing. And so we've got capital to support current operations through the first quarter of 2016, so it puts us in a fairly strong cash position, and also is continuing to help us make steps toward moving the company from the over-the-counter exchange to a national exchange such as NASDAQ.
And what are some of the factors that you feel make the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think a couple of things. In general, in terms of young drug development companies, the fact that this molecule has so much clinical history from the National Cancer Institute's work, we're not starting with something that we pulled out of a university that had some animal data around it. We actually have good, strong human clinical data as a basis on which to build the company going forward. Secondly, our team has done this exact same thing before. So the experience around the table of taking an older molecule, wrapping new intellectual property around it, filing new patents, bringing it forward in a new indication where the mechanism says you can solve an unmet medical need. We've done this before successfully. And thirdly, the strong financial position that we're in, and that's really what has driven the interest in the company. I think the combination of those things and, of course, the fact that the drug is actually approved for a major indication such as lung cancer somewhere in the world is just gravy on top of that.
Certainly. And what are some of the key other key goals and milestones you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, number one is moving into the registration-directed clinical trial in refractory glioblastoma. This would be an 80 to 100 patient clinical trial that would position us to file for approval with the FDA in refractory glioblastoma in late 2016 or early 2017. Number two, progressing from a capital markets perspective onto a national exchange such as NASDAQ. And thirdly, to make sure that we've got funding through that process in order to have our registration-directed trial be able to be fully funded through approval. And then finally, to begin clinical research and new indications and begin to build our company by bringing in other drug candidates into a pipeline.
And perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Jeff, and talk about some of the management team there.
Sure. Well, my background originally is biophysics, so I do have a science background, and that's what really has led me to spend my career in this field. I also have a background in finance, so I studied a science degree at the University of California, and then did an MBA with a focus in finance at Emory University. Spent some time in a large accounting firm before being recruited back to the operating side of the world nearly 20 years ago, and have been in working and helping to build and finance and bring forward companies throughout that time. My co-founder, Dennis Brown, our chief scientific officer, was the founder of Matrix Pharmaceuticals as well as ChemGenix. Both of those led to successful exits for investors through acquisition. And, of course, Dennis's original background is cancer drug discovery. He's been doing that for well over 30 years. The remainder of the people on the team, whether it's our CFO, Scott Prale, or our head of regulatory affairs or pharmacology, everybody's got at least 20 years of experience in whatever it is they're doing that's going to make our company successful. So we're really pleased to have such a great team, and it's a pleasure to work with such an experienced group of people.
Great. And so as far as investors and the financial community are concerned, do you believe that the company story and your message and upside are completely understood and appreciated by them? And if not, what do you wish investors better understood about the company?
Well, I think the people that know our company and our shareholders are very excited about what we're doing. I think one of the challenges of being an over-the-counter company is that the knowledge of, and distribution of the story is challenging. There are certainly restrictions that are put on brokers by being on the over-the-counter or by being considered a penny stock. But having said that, we've worked hard to build visibility. We've got a number of analysts that do have strong coverage and buy recommendations and from well-known Wall Street firms, and you can look at their reports on our website. And we've also worked hard to continue to build the shareholder base and the volume and the trading of the stock, and we're pleased that we're making some progress there. We always are willing to share the story with a broader group of people and really appreciate your interest in introducing our company to the folks that are involved with your publication as well.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Jeff Baca, the CEO of Del Mar Pharmaceuticals, which trades on the bulletin board, ticker symbol DMPI. Currently trading at 95 cents a share. Market cap is around $30 million. And before we conclude here, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company a good investment opportunity today?
Well, we have a later stage clinical asset with evidence of activity in our target indication, glioblastoma, from historical work that was sponsored by the National Cancer Institute here in the United States. Secondly, we've got a team that's done this before, a very experienced group who has worked well together successfully in the past with this same business model and led to significant value creation and a strong shareholder exit. Thirdly, we're well-financed. We have capital through the first quarter of 2016 to fund our current operations, which lets us continue to move the clinical programs forward through what we believe will be substantial value-building milestones, such as advancing into a registration-directed clinical trial in the first half of next year. And finally, the commercial opportunity provided by the fact that this drug is actually approved in a major indication in lung cancer in China, and we eventually will plan to expand our development to include other indications such as lung cancer. So all of those things taken together create a lot of excitement for us and hopefully for others who get to know the company as well.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investor audience on Del Mar.
Very good. Thank you as well.